Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. So if you've ever wanted to compete against a star rugby player, now is your chance. Star rugby players and brothers, Ross and Harry Byrne, are doing something very cool for the Simon community. And the lads are on the line now to explain how they'll be walking the Six Nations. How are you, lads?
How's it going?
Hey, lads.
So walking the Six Nations, explain this one to us.
Yeah, so obviously every year the Dublin Simon community has the home run, which normally takes place in Phoenix Park. But unfortunately, that's been postponed indefinitely because of the COVID restrictions. So they've come up with a virtual race, which is called Run at Home. So once you sign up, you'll be either assigned to Team Ross or Team Harry. And the goal is to for each team to get a total distance of just over 4,000 kilometres, and whoever can get there quickest wins the race. And if you can't, run, you can donate. It's €10 per kilometer. So if
kilometers
as well. So you can run or walk, whichever is
run or walk or donate. And do you get to choose if you're on Team Ross or Team Harry, or is it assigned to you?
Sadly, not for them. No, it'd be too easy for me if that was the case.
Have you lads ever done compared like a fitness test at the same time? To see who's and who came out on top.
I've been the
all in three and after.
Sorry, you'll have to tell us who's who because we can't see you.
Ross is 3-0.
Ross is 3-0. So Harry, you've got some work to do there and pick him up on it.
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah.
Well, you've got a bit of age on your side, so just wait a few years. I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't just yet. I wonder what was it like for you in school, Harry? Because my brother used to play rugby. I went to Crescent in Limerick, a rugby school, and my brother always played rugby, and he was on the senior cup winning team and all that. And then not only did I not make the team, but I just couldn't play rugby. So I was constantly being compared to the older brother. Does that ever happen to you, Harry, or did it happen to you when you were growing up?
Yeah, I suppose slightly different situation in that I played the exact same position as him.
directly compared.
Yeah, directly compared the whole way up, really. No, but there's 4 years between myself and Ross. So I would have been in second year, I think, when he was in sixth year. So we were never got to play together. But yeah, I would have watched him the whole way up. And the whole way he's gone through, I've kind of seen every level you go to get where you want to get to, I suppose. So that's made us.
Yeah. So has he been an inspiration, or has he kind of shown you the mistakes not to make?
I taught him everything he knows.
Well, it's funny that you are vying now, obviously, for the same position, in the sense that Ireland has always had a history of out halves competing against each other. Ollie Campbell and Tony Ward did it, and then Johnny and Ronan did it, and now here Harry and Ross. Just the fact that your brothers adds a little bit of extra spice to the mix.
Yeah, just no one gets to see it because it's all in training, you see. So.
Yeah, well, you did get to talk out earlier in the year together against the Dragons back in February. That must have been a nice feeling, was it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, to be honest. For someone for me, I suppose, has been a bit of an inspiration, as Ross has been. It's been brilliant. The fact we never got to be in the same team together and to finally get to play together was massive on a wet, dreary night in Rodney Parade. But then the follow-up game against Dragons was brilliant in the RDS because our parents got to go to it as well, which was really special for us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Even for the folks, that would be the one, where they see the two of you running out onto the pitch. They must have been just bursting with pride, were they?
Yeah, it was brilliant for them. It was the first game they'd probably been to in over a year as well. So I think they were delighted with the outcome that they got to see us both playing together, so it was extra special.
And where is rugby right now in Ireland in terms of crowds? Obviously, I mean, we know it's the summertime and all that, but I mean, are we looking at when the season returns that there'll be, there'll be the chance to play in front of packed stadiums again, or is it slowly?
I don't see why not. I mean, when you look at the Euros, what's gone on there, and even I think the Premier League are hoping to have full stadiums, and when you're hearing that we've the vast majority, I think, the adult population has been vaccinated. I don't see why we couldn't have close to full stadiums. So hopefully the government will allow it.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because it does make such a difference. We know, having spoken to a number of sports people and lots of different disciplines, the difference a crowd makes is just, it's kind of incalculable, really.
Yeah, 100%. It's been a pretty tough year for everyone at home, but and hopefully we've been able to play and bring a bit of excitement to TVs, but it doesn't compare at all to actually being at a game or having people at a game. There's just a completely different atmosphere. There's kind of almost an eeriness when it's just two teams against each other, but when you have that crowd, that extra bit of support is massive.
Yeah, some of the some of the Premier League players have talked about different personalities coping with it in different ways, and some kind of, as you said, always miss the excitement and the kind of the crowd increases reaction times of players. But obviously, by the other side of that, there's some players who've enjoyed the lack of attention and the fact that they've been able to perform and they've kind of performed better because of it. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, it's a strange one. I'd say some players maybe think it's easier because maybe they feel there's less pressure. But personally, I'd say we probably both feel the same in terms of it's, I mean, you want to play on the biggest stage in front of the biggest crowds. And that's kind of one of the reasons you want to play professional sport. Mm. So for me, definitely, it's always been a case of the bigger the stadium, the bigger crowds, I'd always prefer.
Yeah, it's funny. Have you been watching any of the Olympics, either of you?
Yeah, it's a strange one. I mean, the ceremony when they're coming out waving an empty stadium, like I do feel for the athletes having to perform, and some of them have geared their whole lives towards this one event, and it could go on for 1 minute or 10 seconds, and there's no one in the crowd there to cheer them on. It is a strange one.
And it's interesting to see there's more and more athletes now, you know, removing themselves from events and tournaments like the Olympics, you know, citing mental health issues. And it sort of is, I suppose, maybe giving us an insight into the pressure on some of these athletes. And what, as you know, as professional athletes yourself, what do you think when you hear of a fellow athlete pulling out of something, you know, for mental health reasons? That's something you go, wow, I could relate to that. I could understand the pressure. Or does it seem strange to you?
Yeah, I think under the current climate, it's very difficult as well. Particularly Simone Biles as well. Is that who you're referring to? Just pulled out there from the gymnast team final. But I think just the fact they obviously don't have a support network around them is definitely massively difficult when they're away in Tokyo, where normally obviously they'd probably be able to fly their family or supporters over and be able to give them definitely a bit of energy and a bit of bounce, I suppose. So it's just been the whole COVID thing has been really difficult on everyone, I think. And you can see it's definitely taken a toll on a number of athletes, and now we're kind of coming out and finally saying it, I suppose. But yeah, completely understandable and completely get it.
And I suppose you must have sympathy for when you see siblings competing. I'm just thinking of the O'Donovan brothers, where, you know, there's one in the boat and one not in the boat. That must be obviously something you guys face on a day-to-day basis, where you just have to deal with success in the knowledge that the brother could possibly lose out.
Yeah, it's just part and parcel of the sport, though, really, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of, in Leinster, it's probably similar in nearly every position, really. There's so many good players in there at the moment, and that, like, there could be 23 guys playing at the weekend. There could be another 23 guys who are just as good at to be missing out. But I think everyone is, suppose, ultimately it's all geared towards the team, or that's what you would hope anyway. Hopefully you have that good environment, and that's probably how we look at it ultimately.
You hear that, that's how it fosters well when there's two players for every position. You know, it's a phenomenal position to be in. So fingers crossed, Leinster will certainly stay that way. Lads, dubsimon.ie is the website if people want to take part in the Simon Run. It's such a great idea the way you guys are doing it, the run at home and racing as far as Rome. That's the idea, the Six Nations angle as well. So Ross and Harry Byrne, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck with it. Great idea.
Thanks.
There you go. Ross and Harry Byrne there. dubsimon.ie if you want to take part and become either Team Harry or Team Ross and see if you can raise some money for the Simon community, who do incredible work all around the country.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.